Gerald Shim. I'm a history major at this university. I'll be graduating next week. So I guess I'll just go ahead and call myself a historian. I made all the department requirements at this point, okay? One of the things that Dr. Endow taught us, a really basic one, is the difference between an opinion and an argument, okay? Everybody's got an opinion. An argument is opinion plus facts and evidence to back that up, okay? So now I'm going to make one of my very first arguments as a historian, and I'm going to say that the current university president is a political hack who has received this position because of people that he knows, not because of his abilities or qualifications. Now, what is my evidence to back this up? Well, most of this you can get from a quick Google search, starting with the fact that the school's own search committee resigned in protest when this man was selected. Then we can go on to the financial audit scandals, the fact that we have so many more, even the second year, 22 repeat findings, right, alone, which is more than I think Elnora Daniels ever had, who was forced out because she supposedly didn't know what she was doing. The university president today has said that it was a strategic decision that we got rid of 600 students. It's now a strategic decision to be within the guidelines of federal law when it comes down to who's going to get financial aid at this university. It's now a strategic decision to be within the university's own procedures as far as it goes for the GPA that is necessary to remain at this school. It wasn't a strategic decision. It was called the Chicago Sun-Times and Chicago Tribune caught us with our hands in a cookie jar again last year. Then, of course, there's the questionable hires. I highlighted one of those the last time I was here in March, okay? And, of course, recently the CBS and a few other places called our university president the King of Double Dippers. And the communication standard that has already been alluded to, where the current administration decided that the First Amendment just doesn't exist at 9501 South King Drive, Chicago, Illinois. Now, I've already given Mr. Cage a petition. I'm far from the only student on campus who believes that the president needs to go. Okay, I've handed in petitions. Mr. Cage has them. Vote of no confidence from the students on this campus. Votes of no confidence are nothing new. One of the most famous ones was in May of 1940. When Neville Chamberlain's government in England was brought down after his disastrous leadership had brought that country to the brink of losing to the Nazis. He was replaced by Winston Churchill 2 days later. One of the members of parliament who voted to end the Neville Chamberlain government quoted Oliver Cromwell from 1653, and I'm going to finish with that quote. "You have been here far too long for any good you may have done. Depart, I say, and let us be done with you. In the name of God, go." Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. My name is Vicki Richards, and I am also a civil service employee. The questions that I have pertain to the incident in regards to the check incident, and since we've been told that we're gonna have another meeting with Ms. Mitchell in regards to that. My question is Dr. Watson, will we have the pleasure of your presence at that meeting with us? So that, because there's a lot of he said, she said, you know, things going around about it, and I would just, in order to curtail that, it would be good to have you there at the meeting with us. Will we have that honor of your presence?
I need to talk to Ms. Mitchell to find out, to get a status of it. If I'm available, I will be there.
Okay, thank you, sir. Have a good day, everyone.
My name is Diane Davidson. I'm a proud veteran of the United States military. And I'm wondering what the Board of Trustees feel about the non-hiring of veterans, the non-promotion of veterans on this campus, specifically in key areas, specifically the physical plant. What is going on? Why are you not supporting us as veterans? I graduated in 2010. I have been passed over several times because of my outspokenness. That's all I have to say.
Any other comments?
giving honor to the Board of Trustees, my fellow faculty, the president of the university. My comments are very short and to the point. I'm a U.S. veteran myself, served in military intelligence, graduated 3 elite schools in the military. I came here to Chicago State when the financial crisis hit 5 years ago. I decided to take on a task that was before me in the service. I was allowed to expand, to grow, to search, to read, and do those things like that to reach as far as I can go. There was a program here at Chicago State that I took advantage of, and that is when we have 4 classes given in any semester, any extra classes are pretty much free. You can go ahead and sign up for all the extra classes and go on. So what I decided to do a few years ago was to go day, night, and in the afternoons. If you might remember me, President Watson, on 3 different occasions when we were trying to get Jesse Jackson here. Also when over at Olive Harvey, when we dealing with Todd Stroger and so forth. But I shook your hand twice last year, so I walked across stage. I was the only graduate to walk across stage twice last year. I don't know if you recall that. I finished the program, did the task, double majored. At the time, it was 3 majors was going on at the same time. I know you find it hard to believe, but I was dedicated. So I finished the 3rd program this year. What happened was, when it's time to, I finished the race, the line has been crossed, you know, the trophy is the BA, you know. And they tell me that, wait a minute, there were too many consecutive graduations, it was too close, you're gonna take some extra courses, but I've met the requirements. That's a flaw in the system. I didn't go through all of this, you know, I took advantage of a loophole, I took advantage, it wasn't anything illegal, and yet it was done, and I proved it could be done, and we're talking about graduation rate. Here's this U.S. veteran that proved in the past that he can do multiple things, multiple tasks, and meet the challenge. And then I come here and told, okay, you did it, but hold on that BA. I took advantage of a program that allowed us to go full-time, and anything extra, we can take up these extra classes at night and not be charged for. That's a problem I have. The second issue, I believe Dr. Beverly touched on, and that's the relationship issue. You know, there's nothing, we don't have to be disrespectful in disagreements. We can have divisive issues and we can just talk about it. And I really want to address this relationship between administration, faculty, and student. It's not, I know it's not purposeful. I know no one is trying to say, well, I can just steer this ship alone and do it all by myself. I understand that. But it's the image you represent. You are the image of Chicago State. Wherever you go, there's Chicago State President, Dr. Watson. Whatever you do, good or bad, you're going to have to receive it from both sides of the floor. But what I'm saying is that relationship that's emanated from the administration building is such a huge gap. Not saying it, does it actually exist? There is a huge gap in the relationship issue. If a person says the door only swings one way, now I've never met Dr. Beverly. He gave a speech, and the same speech, part of it is I had here about the door swinging one way or the appearance of the door swinging one way. When the door seems to swing one way, then we don't have a mutual respect. We don't have we're not on the same ground. In other words, we don't feel that we're being heard. And if you have a situation like that, not saying that that's a reality, but the appearance of the reality is often speak volumes over what actually is. So in that department, if there's a problem or a gap that needs to be closed, it's between the relationship between administrators and faculty. That needs to be closed. And because what happens is, when you have a gap so wide, and you have a student body that sits back and observe what's going on, they're gonna turn to the Board of Trustees. And then we're gonna look at the Board of Trustees and say, this is where our hope lies, this is the future of the school, they are the guardians of our future, they're the guardians of all the future that we are tied in together, we wanna see this university succeed. And the issue that we're having is that somehow, some way, that's gonna have to be closed. And all just to set things in a separate perspective, it is not my duty to point out to the Board of Trustees what their duty is, but just to remind the Board of Trustees that if there are things going on in the school that acts as more of a not an antibody, but almost like an autoimmune disease where we turn in on one another, we cannot be effective. You cannot be no more effective than where you are now without the support of the faculty and the staff. You can't. Our image can't change if our head is here and we're study having this
internal crisis where we're not addressing certain issues and we're just having meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting and nothing is being done. So in the relationship department, I don't say I have the answers, but I do have a suggestion. And one of the suggestions is, I understand that faculty feels that they have the doctorates in their different departments. And that should be respected. Those PhDs were earned. And we should respect what they're doing in the department. And I agree with them that the curriculum, they know what is required. I understand that. And I believe even today that we can start a mending or at least a healing process if Dr. Watson would commit to allowing the faculty in that area to at least handle their own curriculums with the students in that department. And I believe that would be a first step. On the other side, I don't believe that we have to sit back here and try to just choke the life out of someone and just, you know, I don't believe in all of that. That's not my point. But my point is, Dr. Watson, are you seriously seeking the support of the student body? Are you seriously seeking the support of the faculty? And then when you came in, it was already in a crisis. I know the Titanic had a small rip in it, and now we are headed toward this iceberg, and you're at the helm. Now, we want to help you steer that ship away from this disaster that's coming. And you say, well, you know, you've been a little, no, we just tell it like it is. We're trying to help you steer. And we're asking, I'm going to use a famous quote from Barack Obama. He said, we're willing to help if you would unclench your fist. We're willing to assist. Now, on the other hand, we know that when we're in leadership, things look a little different from being behind a desk and being in front of the desk. We understand that. We understand that there are things that we don't know. We don't know the insides and the outsides and all the things like that. But what we do know is that we share a same common purpose and the same common goal to take this university forward. And if the PhDs here on campus are not respected, they feel that they're not respected, that reflects to the student body, especially when we start bringing questions up about the Constitution. Do we have freedom of speech? Where's the student newspaper? Do we have freedom of expression without reprisal? These things come in, our education begins to ask, we begin to ask questions about the degrees we're receiving when we're not allowed to express or at least get certain things done. I'm not here as a basher. I'm not here as one that's going to point the finger. I understand about getting things done. I know how audits work. I've been part of a few of them myself and been quite successful. But my point is, you cannot steer, in my opinion, this ship alone and by yourself. And as far as the Board of Trustees go, the Board of Trustees is our safety net. We look to them for the guidance of the future of this. It was never on one individual. We look to the Board of Trustees to make sure that that BA keeps its value no matter where we go and how long this institution stayed up. They have been given a task and an honor and sworn an oath that they would uphold the code of their position and what they would do. These are not just some fancy words to make you feel good or whatever, but our future is at stake here. And all I want to know from Dr. Watson is he willing, and then maybe he can explain to me briefly as far as this one issue, because I know there's been a lot of issues all over the place. In your opinion, do you believe that the faculty have the say-so over the curriculum in their different departments? And I'll leave it with that question.
Name for the record, sir.
My name is Eldridge Polo Liberty Dockery.
President, I'm going to ask you to take that off the floor as well.
Thank you.
So I hope that there's a discussion around that. Thanks for the comment.
Is that off the floor?
Yes, sir.
Is there a reason why it's off the floor?
Well, there's no board action on that.
Oh, is there board action?
Yeah, we've given you the allotted time. And we appreciate that. But that discussion you can have with the president off the floor. Any other comments? If not, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Properly moved and seconded.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee Scott?
Yes.
Trustee Morrison Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Young?